Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about Son of Godzilla.
I have 2 years. 1967 Japanese release, 1969 American.
Yeah, I watched the American release.
I watched Japanese subtitled. Let's see what happens.
Yep. Okay, so here's the deal. My notes are kind of jacked up, so I'm going to probably lean heavily on your notes.
Oh, really? Okay.
I kept falling asleep during this movie.
Oh, no.
And I would keep going back and being like, everything looks familiar. Like, when you see the preview as you rewind on Apple TV, I'm like, so I would watch it, like, go back even far. I don't know. My notes are all messed up.
Okay.
Because I would fade in and out. I don't know what happened with this movie, but it made me really sleepy, and I think I figured it out.
What made you sleepy about it?
Yeah.
Like, something that's going to come up, you'd be like, and this is why I keep falling asleep.
I don't think it's a specific spot. So there's a lot of... Okay, you've seen the Star Wars holiday special?
I don't know if I have. But there's I've definitely seen clips.
There's huge amount of time in that where you're just sitting and watching a couple of Wookiees talk, and there's no subtitles, and there's no translation. And it just kind of makes you nod off because you're just watching these things just growl back and forth. And yes. I felt like a lot of that was in this, of Minya talking to Godzilla.
That bored you?
And I think just sitting there watching that, I think it just put me out. I liked it. I really liked this movie, but it could just be my schedule. I have a weird schedule, but I kept falling asleep every time I try to watch it. But there's something. Okay, so a couple episodes ago we did Destroy All Monsters.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice while we recorded it, but I noticed when I edited it that you called Minya Manila.
Yes.
And it didn't occur to me until I typed Minya in the show notes that he's Mini Godzilla.
Right.
They took the word Mini and Zilla, or Illa, L-L-A, and mixed it together. And that's the first time I've ever noticed that, is watching when I was watching this movie. Because they don't, in the American version, they don't call him Minya. They call him Godzilla.
Zilla.
Godzilla. And I don't know if it's the actress, because the actress says it, but they call him Godzilla.
And I'm just, this is just Wikipedia. It has it. Manila, it said Minita.
Okay. So that's probably the.
Yeah, I think, I thought it was just like Mini Godzilla Manila.
Yeah.
I mean, I've called him Minia before, but when I was just looking at the spelling, I was like, I've been calling him Manila, like the envelope.
Yeah, because it looks like it. Like, when you read it, it doesn't...
And I was like, maybe Ralph's doing Spanish pronunciation, Minilla?
Yeah, I don't get it, because it's the double L, so that's Spanish, which has nothing to do with the English version or the Japanese version.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I've heard Minya. I've seen it spelled M-I-N-Y-A. But, yeah, in this movie, it's Godzilla. That's what they say. Also... I mentioned this in Destroy All Monsters, I think it was Destroy All Monsters. They called Kamanga Spiga.
Oh, and there's something that they call him something else in the American version in this I saw.
Yeah, like, he called him Spiga as well.
But it was, no, there was something else. There was like are you talking Gigantor about... or something like that.
Okay, Kamakaris has a really cool name. They don't call them Kamakaris. They call him Gigantus.
Oh, that's what it was. Gigantus.
Which I like a lot. I think Gigantus is a cool name because they're Manta. It would make it easier on me because I always get, for some reason, Manda, Kamakaris, and Kamunga, I get the names mixed up on which one's which. So Gigantus would make things easier on me and Spiga would make things easier on me.
Okay. I get Caracas and Kamunga being confusing.
I think I throw Manda in there because I always... I don't know. They're always in the same. They always use the same stock footage of these three guys.
Amanda's the wild card.
Yeah.
So you get Godzilla right away in this movie.
Yes. And a model airplane.
which is great. This is, how would you describe this particular Godzilla? He's not like the cute dog-faced one.
No.
This is more crazy eyes Cookie Monster Godzilla.
Yeah.
He's got like the Marty Feldman eyes pointing outward kind of thing in this one.
It's not as goofy looking as some Godzillas. He looks a little, it's hard when we watch these out of order to see the timeline, but I think this evolution is before the cutesy dog face Godzilla.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I want to say this is
before. Oh, maybe it is. Oh,
because
you're right.
That's like the 70s, and this came out before.
Like Sea Monster Godzilla.
Yeah.
You're right.
So this one, I was trying to look at the timeline. I probably should have looked it up. I'm going to look it up now real quick, because there's a group of these movies that are kind of lumped together. And they all feel similar. So this is right after, this is a year after Sea Monster. So this is a year after Godzilla versus the Sea Monster and a year before Destroy All Monsters. And then a year after that was Godzilla's Revenge, the one with the little boy on Monster Island. So they came back to this footage real quick for Godzilla's Revenge. So Godzilla's Revenge was only 2 years later. And we get to see the same Kamakuras fight and Kamunga fight, because I was like, when I was watching it, I was like, did we do this movie already? I know we watched Godzilla's Revenge, but in that Godzilla's Revenge episode, which is one of my favorites of ours, we talk about Kamunga's mouth being like a vagina.
Oh god.
But then it's the exact same shots where it shoots Godzilla in the eye.
It comes back to it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. I remember this very business.
But we watched that so long ago. That was episode 11, was Godzilla's Revenge. So it was a point where I'm like, I feel like everything is the same. And I remember this guy with the Hawaiian shirts, but he was just in Destroy All Monsters. The actor that played, I think his name is Goro in this movie.
The reporter, Maki?
Yeah. He might have been called Goro on mine.
Maybe it's Goro Maki.
But he was the head kind of astronaut on the Moonlight, whatever, SY.
Oh, okay.
So it was like so many things were familiar that I was doubting myself, and I jumped on our side and looked to see if we had done it already, because I'm like, oh my god, did we double up and did we watch a movie and forget that we did? And no, we didn't. But so it's kind of hard to watch this knowing that this is used later for clips. Like, because when we watched Gamera Space, whatever, Space Monster, it was like crappy because we had just finished watching all the other movies that they pull clips from. So I'm wondering if I would have liked this more, seeing it first, seeing these fights before we saw Godzilla's Revenge. And I'm wondering if I'd like Godzilla's Revenge less after seeing this.
That's definitely possible. I mean, that's really up to you. I did not care for Godzilla's Revenge.
I know.
But it definitely was like, I do. On the other hand, there's an aspect that I think it's possible that Godzilla's Revenge, I might have liked it more.
Yeah.
Had I seen it in this order, because it already kind of like set up this sense of cutesiness factor in the Godzilla movies. It is definitely a big swing in the other way, in the other direction, for sure.
I'm trying to remember Ebra, or the sea monster, which came right before it. I know Godzilla was on an island, but this movie, at least the American version, really sets up Monster Island. Like, this is kind of the creation of Monster Island.
Was it called Monster Island in yours?
I don't know if they call it Monster Island. I think they might say it. I think they say Monster Island.
Mine is called Solgil Island.
Okay.
In fact, there is a line in it where Maki, our hero, says, Godzilla and Sun, Kamakuras, Kamunga, this island should be called Monster Island.
Yes. I think that's what it says in this, at the end of this one.
That it should be called, but...
Yeah. And then they have... Because what happens is there's the scientist on this island where Godzilla lives. But there's also kind of the giant praying mantis. But it isn't until they do like the radiation cloud or the radioactive storm where Kamakuras gets like huge giant size.
Yeah. Now, in my version, so they were doing their whole plan was to freeze the island.
Yeah.
You got that? It was the same. The notion was that they wanted to start trying to see if they could control the weather in
Yeah.
a as an experimental in this one area. So because basically that food is going to become scarce in the future, and if they can do this, supposedly it'll help them grow more food, I'm guessing, to be able to feed the populations. Because the in like 50 years or 2050 or something, the Earth wouldn't be able to sustain its own the life on it, basically
Yeah.
was the general setup as to why these people are doing these experiments there. And then a random reporter just decides to parachute in to try and get a scoop
Yeah.
on what's going on there.
And then he joins him as a partner, as far as like
Yeah.
he's essentially he does all the like small deeds like making food and stuff like that. Now in this is
He
how
comes
this.
in, but they had the parachute dummies
Yeah.
drop. That was pretty great.
Yeah, there's a dummy of oh boy, what do they call her in mine? It's hold on.
A lady?
Yeah, Rick Racco. Rick Ruck Racco?
Racco.
Rocco? Rako. I looked it up, or that's how they pronounced it. So the first experiment that they do with the weather balloons, which I love those weather balloons, it says that they try to create a radioactive storm, but it turns into like it's too hot, like the radiation's too hot, and it creates like a crazy like dry spell, and the trees all die.
Super hot,
Which in
like, because they gave it in Celsius, and I was looking up what it was something like it got as hot as like 150 degrees.
yeah, and so at this point, out of nowhere in the American version, there's a narrator that explains what's happening.
Really?
Yeah, it's none of
Oh.
the voice actors. It's just a random narrator that's like, and so the experiment failed, and the island was clouded with a heat wave, and it's like just out of nowhere. I
Her
mean,
name is Seiko in mine.
it's like
Seiko
Rico.
Matsumiya.
I think they call her
She
Rico.
and she's the daughter of a guy who died like 7 to 9 years ago.
Yeah. I like her a lot. She was a fun character. I like that
Yeah,
she's.
it was easy. Like, it's a way to have a native, yet she
Yeah.
can speak the language, and she was been socialized already because she was already grown up in her,
Yeah, I was a little bit nervous about this movie because I knew that it took place on Monster Island.
When you saw her swimming, like, oh no, there's someone in the water. Oh
It's a
no.
native, yeah. It's been a while since we have natives. I know we have Godzilla versus Mothra that we haven't done yet. And anytime you have Mothra Island, it's a little dicey. So we'll see.
They ended up heating up the planet and ended up causing all these storms. Now, Maki had run off because he was trying to stop them from going forward with the experiments because he saw the woman swimming. He went out to go try and warn the woman, trying to find the woman.
Yeah.
And then all these storms happen and stuff like that. It doesn't seem to be addressed where he was during the storms. Then you see him, he's with the group again. And I was like, oh, when did he come back? And all that. I wasn't quite sure about that. But the mantis got bigger, and it's this giant marionette.
Yeah, two marionettes monsters.
Yeah, some of them are really actually big.
Yeah, we don't really see a lot of marionettes except for like Godzilla's tail, or like I think Biollante had some, and
Yeah.
King Ghidorah has some, but it's not something that we see too much of. And in this movie, we've got two different ones
Pretty
with
great.
Kamacris, and yeah, these storms not only made these guys bigger, but there's an egg.
Yeah, like a big dirt clod washed up,
Yeah.
and three Kamacrises are just trying to dig at it, and
Yeah.
it's like you see them working on it, and then it's nighttime. You come back in the day, they're still working on it. It's like they're just sitting there just trying to knock dirt off this clod, and that releases this egg. They just keep tapping on the egg until they break the egg open.
So is this egg from Godzilla, or it's like a whole
No,
new Godzilla?
from some Lady Godzilla.
That's where I want to know. I want to know where the egg came from. Or is it
Yeah,
just an
I
egg?
want to know the Godzilla that laid that egg.
Well, the thing is, our Godzilla didn't get hat or didn't wasn't in an egg. He was just a lizard that got mutated because of radiation.
Oh, okay.
So I'm wondering if
Okay.
this is the same thing. It's the same evolution. There was a little egg, a little lizard egg on the beach, and the radiation grew it. So he's not necessarily the title lies. It's the son of Godzilla, but it's more of an adopted son. So maybe it was just a random lady regular lizard laid an egg, and then that became Minya.
Yeah, okay. That's a decent
theory. I was trying to figure it out, because there's
another theory could be just like we know Godzilla's mutated. That Godzilla could lay it. Thing is, but the egg was in dirt.
Yeah.
So could have been, maybe it's just an egg, leftover egg from some, like, I don't know. We don't know if Lady Godzillas would bury their eggs, or this is like some, no. It's got to be fresh, right? It's got to be fresh.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There's a Lady Godzilla out there who is missing a kid.
Wasn't the Dr. Pepper commercial in 85 had the Lady Godzilla with the bow?
Yeah.
And then in, what was it, the 98 Godzilla movie, that Godzilla was female and laid eggs. Remember that, like, Madison Square Garden?
Mm-hmm.
Are we ever going to get to that movie? I feel like eventually we're going to.
We should.
But it's like, I don't have fond memories.
Yeah. Maybe when we go, maybe we go in expecting it to suck.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like, yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's kind of, yeah.
we'll get to it eventually.
Yeah, there's like an element, because like they try to make him real. It's such a big effort to make him like, if this was a real giant lizard kind of thing.
Which is cool.
That kind of, we should line it up with one of those, like, you know, those old like 50s. Giant lizard movies where they just kind of use like a real, like, you know, they usually put like real lizards on sets, on mini sets.
I'm okay with like the giant,
like a horny toad,
giant Gila monster.
Yeah, like those things.
Yeah.
All right. So they crack the baby out early
and then start poking it. Oh my gosh.
He can barely, he's like so premature. He's basically looks like a little wet turd.
Yeah. And he looks really like, he looks like an over bloated, like, bratwurst.
Yeah, he's brown and wet. He's definitely so wet.
Yeah, and he doesn't have the fins on his back yet.
He's got nothing. Yeah. He's just, he can't even. He's just like wiggling his arms and stuff. But he's just like a blob of brown. And it's like, and then sometimes they rear him up so he could make the puppet mouth open up.
Yeah. A lot of him being on his, like, all fours, like, not being able to function.
Just faced into the ground.
Like, it was almost like a crawling kaiju.
And then they would cut to the, like, close-ups of, like, the Kamakura's mouth.
Yes.
Kind of like you're trying to give the suggestion, oh, they want to eat him.
Yeah.
And they also, like, I like the Kamakura's had these, like, little furry mouths, almost like little mustaches.
Uh-huh. It's like a double mustache with side mouth, with side jaws.
And the Kamakuras, I don't feel right calling him Kamakurai, but the Kamakuras is this whole bit that they do where they kind of do like a little Harlem Globetrotters where like they keep passing this rock amongst
each
other.
There's so much of that. There's so much of that.
And they go back and forth with the rock until they finally, like, you know, throw the rock at the kid.
I feel like, okay, so this came out a year after Godzilla versus the Sea Monster. So I feel like maybe when they were doing the sort of ping pong back and forth with the rock. Like, yeah, that was really,
like,
popular.
Oh, that was a big hit.
And so they're like, oh, let's do more of that. But they...
You know what I was thinking was, this is like when Gamera also shows up.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, you know, a friend to children kind of business, that I go, oh, maybe they wanted to try and get more of that kid-friendly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so he introduced this baby Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. This is 2 years after the first Gamera. This is a year after Barugan, and it came out the same year as Gauss.
Right.
So, yeah, that's right. It's right smack dab in the middle
of
that.
Definitely, I feel like, because, like, from the start, I was like, Son of Godzilla, and I go, like, the opening theme music is definitely so they're definitely aiming more cutesy and childlike for this one.
I love the music in this movie. It's silly, but it's like, it's, it reminds me of a marching band. There's something about it that sounds like a marching band. And I don't know why, but I love it. I have it on my iTunes. It'll pop up on my shuffle every once in a while. It's one of those ones that I don't skip.
Oh, okay. It's, but yeah, it's like the same way, like the Gamera theme's a march.
Yeah, I guess so. I think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. The baby makes noises. At first, I thought they were seal noises, but the longer you realize they're donkey noises, basically.
Yeah. We mentioned the donkey noises in Godzilla's Revenge, but there's a little bit more than just the donkey noises
so much.
In this one. I like it, though. I'm a big fan of
that.
Yeah.
He also does the quack, quack.
Yeah.
Quack, quack. Like, I was like duck.
I might take that. I might take you doing that and put it at the beginning of the episode instead of the.
So then Godzilla comes and saves him. And this is our first taste at how bad of a parent Godzilla is.
Yeah. And they mention it later. I don't know if you got this line in your version, but it says. He says, was it Mako you said? The
Maki?
Maki. He says, I feel bad for that baby. The father's a real study nut. And I don't know what's...
There's something like that. There's something like that. That's later. That's definitely when... Yeah. So there's a lot that in trying to humanize this baby. Part of why he comes out brown and not fully green either, because it's like he looks kind of like a newborn,
yeah,
on some level, and we like just from the cursory knowledge, there's no nurturing in lizard babies or reptile babies.
Uh-huh.
Reptile babies hatch and they're immediately on their own for them, basically. You know, like turtles, they'll lay their eggs and they're gone, you know, and they're on their own from the beginning. So the fact that they now have to come up with this kind of sense of like this Godzilla as a parent who's going to have to figure out a way to teach this kid how to do Godzilla-ing, which is like, yeah, because it's like they're the only ones, minus whoever the mother was. But yeah, so there's suddenly he's like trying to curate this relationship. Like Godzilla's hitting the kid with the tail. He has no idea how to be around a kid at all.
Yeah. And then when you mentioned that he was born brown, I just realized that in Shin Godzilla in the early forms.
Oh yeah.
Godzilla's brown.
Fleshy. Yeah, totally. So then there's all these like bits of well, first the Manila tries to get, he keeps falling, gets up. Keeps falling. He starts throwing a tantrum. It seems like, you know, there's so many, all these like, these are just kind of like ways to do sight gags of parenting with Godzilla. When he's trying to teach him to do like the, to shoot his atomic breath, and he can only do the little ring. And so to get it, the kid to really like do it, he steps on the kid's tail and then the kid does it. And so then it's like, now he's got it. And the kid, he can do it after that. He knows the level he has to be at to really shoot it when he wants to shoot a proper breath. But
it looks like the ring, when he shoots the ring at Kamakuris, it does some damage.
Yeah.
Like, so I like that it's not completely useless.
I wonder if people have talked about it. Like, the ring kind of has its own power. Like, the way he choked out King Ghidorah with his ring.
Yeah. I mean, it's still radiation. It's still a blast of radiation. It reminds me of the stun settings for the stormtroopers. They set their weapons to stun. So maybe that's more like what it does. It can stun, because that's what it does to King Ghidorah. And it seems like when it hits Kamakris's face,
ew, gross. Kinda
knocks
out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, Minia was created by American distributors. Minia and Mila are nicknames created by American distributors, according to Godzilla Wikia. But yeah, I wanted to look up if it said anything about his power.
I like Minia a lot. It made me want to see him in the new movies in some way. Like, if there's an offshoot of like Godzilla King of the Monsters, I would love to see like a Son of Kong and a Son of Godzilla sort of team up. Like,
friends now?
Yeah, because, I mean, we didn't think super highly of the Son of Kong movie, but I think that we liked the character design of Son of Kong, of Kiko. And I think I would like to see some sort of team up with these, with those characters. Because I really like Minya. I like the way he's designed, even though it's really goofy. There's something kind of, there's something about it that I really, really like. Maybe it's just because it has such a dumb look on its face. And he does the eyes back and forth even more than the Godzilla.
Yeah.
And the donkey sounds.
Yeah, I mean, he's so helpless at the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, man, when he's getting frozen. Oh, man, he's so pitiful.
Yeah, that was the Shining ending. I was sitting there watching it, and this is a shot, and I'm like, oh my gosh. In your version, does it's Riko, R-I-K-O, or Seiko, I guess, in your version.
Yeah.
The lady. When she, does she, like, question the masculinity of Goro?
I don't remember that happening.
She does it twice in this.
Like, what did she say?
There's this one point where they're running, and then he kind of, like, falls to the ground. And she she says, she said, are you giving up? Are you a man?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then later, when she finds his red shirt, he accuses her of being a robber, I guess. And then she says, maybe you're the robber. A boy would never wear a red shirt like this. Or are you a girl?
I don't remember that.
Because she ends up taking his shirt, which I think is a good look. I like her with her sun hat and Hawaiian shirt. She kind of looked like a someone from Gilligan's Island or something. There's a point where Minya is caught in the spider webs of of Kumonga. Fuck. I'm never going to get it right. And it made me claustrophobic for the actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He gets totally wrapped up like and a cast.
Yeah. And it's like one of those things where it's like, I'm not super claustrophobic, but sometimes like if I'm wearing too many layers, it'll just kind of, I'll just have to like, but there's something about, I can't imagine being in that suit and laying down on your side and then wrapped in that stuff. It was making me really uneasy thinking about the actor. And Do you think it was a kid? Do we know who played Minya?
I think it was a smaller adult.
Okay. But yeah, I don't think I'd be able to be a kaiju in a movie.
Oh.
I would want to real bad, but I think once I got into it, I don't think I would be able to deal with it being in the suit, but definitely not with my arms bound.
It's definitely, you could tell it was not easy.
Yeah.
I mean, especially like the first suits were so hard on the people that they can only like do it for so long and stuff.
Or in the water.
Oh yeah, the wet. Oh yeah, and it's just getting heavier and heavier.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
Ah, little man Machan.
That's his name?
That's his name.
Cool.
Little man Machan. He was in Son of Godzilla, All Monsters Attack, Destroy All Monsters.
It's great. I like.
I want to find a picture of him out of the suit.
Yeah, see, here's where my notes go out of order.
Okay, so hang on. So there's here we go. Masao Fukuzawa. There's this the fight. The first there's this bit about the before the Kumonga comes into the picture. There's Minya getting caught up with the Kamakras again first, and they do this thing where they're hitting him and they're spinning. He's spinning him in a circle.
Uh-huh.
And then in the spinning action, Manila, he kicks a rock up and bounces it off of Kamakras and ends up hitting Manila. And then all the Kamakrases applaud. I like the look of Kumonga in the ground when his legs start coming up and he's all buried. I thought that was great. He's a fantastic puppet.
Yeah, and the legs are coming up out of the dirt. Yeah. I want to talk about that so bad, but I'm not gonna.
What?
Nothing. But Kumonga rising from the dirt.
The fur mouth? What do you want to talk about?
Nothing.
What?
I already said too much. I'll tell you.
What a pause and
no, It's for your sake. It's
for my sake.
In the King of the Monsters trailer, there's a
similar shot. No! Is there a spider in it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
There's a web?
I don't know. No. I don't know what. I don't know.
Well, okay, go ahead and say it.
There's just something. There's a similar shot.
Oh, something in the dirt.
Something in the dirt coming out of the ground.
Is it big legs like that?
It's definitely not the monsters we know are in the movie.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Okay. I'm excited about that movie.
It's a long wait.
It'll show. It'll be here before we know it. It's already.
It's a long wait to avoid spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shoots mouth webs.
Vagina mouth.
Yeah. As opposed to like a spider who shoots web out their butt. He shoots it out of his mouth. And also, hidden in that mouth is his stinger.
Yes. I don't remember the stinger from Godzilla's Revenge.
Yeah, he was there.
Was it? Okay.
But I don't think we fully figured out what that was going on when we saw it. I think there was like, did he shoot something at him? There was something I thought we had a moment where like, I didn't know what happened there.
Yeah.
But it seemed like he poked him.
Yeah.
It's they have this giant, it's his leg, but I can't refer to it as the big Kamunga finger.
Oh, the flaming one that flies through the air?
No, what?
There's a flaming.
What are you talking about?
Oh, not Kamunga. God damn it. Kamakuris. Does that happen in yours? Where a Kamakuris arm flies off and it's on fire and lands on the beach?
Oh, right. Yeah. It looks like a burning chicken wing. Yeah, that's cool. No, but this is like they're in the cave.
It's poking.
They're hiding from him and the giant leg keeps coming in and he grabs one of them and stuff. And that's fun. I love when they have to make giant appendages.
The things we like the most are giant monster hands and tiny puppet people. And this movie has both.
Yeah, I love all that. Yes. I loved the way they did the webs. When the webs are being cast on people, like, I don't know. It's like, it was pretty great. And they kept pulling out his lighter because they found out it was sensitive to heat, so he would just keep lighting it with his lighter. I liked the web.
Yeah, it looked cool because it actually like worked. Like it physically looked like whatever they built those webs out of really just kind of caved under the flames.
Right. Well, there's like two kinds of webs. Oh. There's like the webs which were like the big thick webs, which is like when the people are like trying to figure out how to get away from it. Like the webs, and then the webs that you actually saw being shot.
They're like streamers or like party poppers.
Yeah, but I think they were also kind of like, there's this thing where like you can shoot hot glue with like an air compressor. Oh, yeah. And that's how you make like fake spider webs for like horror movies and sets and stuff like that. Godzilla throws a rock and Kamunga immediately flips over on its back.
Yeah.
Kamunga web again? But then he hits him with the atomic breath. Kamunga ends up folding his feet.
The puppet's really good.
There's a few times he got hit. Yeah, the puppet's so great because it has all the different joints in the leg.
Yeah.
He gave it a really great range of motion.
There's got to be a ton of puppeteers on this. Yeah, I don't know why there isn't more marionettes.
There's parts where it was like there's a lot of like intercommunication between the Godzilla family.
Yeah.
And at one point they're like, hey, let's do atomic breath together, and like and that's when they start freezing the island. That's when Manila starts looks like it. Oh, it's so pitiful and sad. It's like Kamunga's on fire. I was like, they should have just hung out where Kamunga was because he was on fire. They could have warmed themselves to flaming Kamunga for a while.
Yeah.
But so then they're like freezing. They're like it's like father and adopted son in like an embrace, just being frozen together.
With Godzilla kind of rubbing Minya's shoulder.
They say they won't die, they'll just hibernate.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then a submarine shows up.
Yeah, they had sent a transmission out for a boat, but they didn't know it was going to be a submarine, so they got scared.
It's a shame because like that would have been a great moment for Minya's mother to show up.
Yeah.
Like, because like it bubbled up the same way Godzilla bubbled up at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
So for that to come up, and then like another Godzilla head comes up with red lipstick
and a bow.
There's so much snow, and then suddenly they're all in coats on the thing, and I was like, oh, this kind of actually feels like a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's all I got. Son of Godzilla.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, even though I kept falling asleep. I'll just chalk it up to my schedule.
I mean, just the fact that they had three Kamakura puppets that keep are all poking on the egg and then on the newborn baby Godzilla. It's just really fun puppetry bits. As deep and as silly as Manila is when he's in that puppet form. Because that puppet form can't really do anything, but they can kind of like rear him his head up, and then he could... His mouth will go down and go, quack, quack.
It kind of reminded me of Skull Island a bit. Like there was something kind of, it felt more like a Kong movie to me.
Oh, yeah.
About just being on the island and yeah, just dealing with monsters.
Yeah, that kind of thing of, yeah, that the non-personality, just the fauna of the island.
Yeah.
That they just have to deal with.
And there's no city destruction or anything.
Peter Jackson, King Kong.
Yeah.
Any of those kind of Kong Island.
And there's no city destruction or anything like that.
Right.
There was that one point.
Right. He destroys the camp, but you don't really get much.
Yeah. I like when he walks through the trees and that, like, it's like a palm tree gets right between his legs as he's walking through. Like, he knocks he knocks over the palm tree with his junk.
Well, how about the fact that Manila rides
the tail?
Godzilla's tail.
That's great. That reminds me of like when the chimps are on like the mom's backs and they're walking around and stuff. It's that's awesome.
There is a sofu bee of a Manila that can fit on the tail of another one.
That's great.
Oh, you know, it was great because, like, when I saw him riding the tail, I was like, oh, man, is there a toy of it? And sure, there is, but it's, whatever, $200.
Yeah.
And so Googling, you know, Manila tail, this other thing showed up, which is basically like the Shin Godzilla tail.
Oh.
Only the creatures that are forming off of it are little Manilas.
That one with his hands on his side, very proud. And one of them's doing like the Romeo and Juliet talking up to the balcony.
Yeah, one's doing like a soliloquy.
I enjoyed the movie. It's that right in the, it's like that perfect time period, like mid-60s.
Yeah, it's a sweet spot for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, our top five right now is so strong.
And there's so much in the story that we're like, like the one guy who's so sick of being on that island,
yeah,
and thought they were finally going to get out, but they can't, and he starts going a little crazy. Yeah. There's so much.
Is it like Klinger? Wasn't that like Klinger just wanted to get out of MASH?
Yeah, he kept trying to.
But I liked it. It was like a cool kind of one of those weird studies of how kaiju life really is on an island.
Yeah, it was like Godzilla's like going, "This isn't my kid. But I'll do what I can do to help this guy."
So
I guess I got to teach him how to be a Godzilla.
Yeah, I have nothing else for this. You want to talk about our next episode?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm excited to talk about our next episode. Our next episode will be Super Inframan, which is currently available on Amazon Prime, or I guess Prime Video. And you could probably look at it on kaijupod.com. which also has links to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, recently I updated the YouTube page so it's easier to find videos. Because our YouTube page, I used to just use the cover art for episodes as the art on the YouTube page. And it was just like, it just looked like a mess. All of our cover art kind of put in a grid format makes it impossible to see everything. So check out the YouTube page. People use YouTube to listen to our show, which is kind of cool. I don't understand it, but I'm glad it's there. So check that out. So yeah, that's all I've got. Next week or next episode, Super Inframan. And until next time, I'm gonna go hibernate on Monster Island.
I am going to going to steal clothes off the clothing line. That's bad. I don't have anything.
He was soaking the lettuce in the same water that they clean the underwear. Which I thought was funny. All right, let's get out of here.